Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. Good evening. We'll mute everybody. Bereshus. Hi. Okay, I assume I'm heard again. And
yes.
I assume if I'm not heard, I'll hear about it. Oh, good. Okay, Yashu Koyach. Okay. Let's continue our discussion from yesterday. Mordechai was the one who moved the Jewish people into the right mindset. You know what? Let's reintroduce the topic from Rabbi Avigdor Miller's sharp statement as to why did the Gzeirat Shmad in the day of Haman end as it did, with Haman hanging on the tree. And whereas the Gzeirat Shmad in the days of Hitler ended very differently. And again, he said an answer that doesn't necessarily sit well. He said the difference was which leaders they followed. In the time of Haman, the Jewish people were influenced by Mordechai, who knew how to hear Hashem's language. Yesterday we read the words of the Rambam, who says that any time there's a tzara on the tzibur, it is meant as a call to tshuva. Now, I always qualify this by saying that, you know, sometimes it feels like, 1 minute, do we always understand Hashem's ways? Maybe Hashem has deeper reasons for doing things. So let's understand it in a halachic way. The Rambam is telling us, and this is really what it says in the Torah, that when tzaras come, we have an obligation to interpret it as kol tshuva. Might there be additional intentions on Hashem's part? Perhaps, probably. But nevertheless, we always know that we're interpreting it correctly when we take it as a kol tshuva. So once again, Mordechai was very attuned to that live dynamic. And he heard here a kol tshuva. And with a combination of manipulation and appealing to the people, he got the Jewish people into this mindset too. Right? The Gemara tells us a few steps were taken to help the effect. The Gemara tells us that the reason that Esther started demonstrating extra chumminess with Haman was so that the Jewish people should lose any sense of, things will be okay. Once Esther is friendly with Haman, to those who knew that she was Jewish, I don't know if everybody knew that she was Jewish, there were some who didn't know in the Jewish community, Mordechai's people, but they lost hope. That's it. She is lost to us. She's not with us. She's friendly with Haman now. And they applied themselves to that program of tshuva and tefillah that Mordechai imposed upon them. This was a tiny tzibur that went on for 3 days. Very, very intense. You know what the Tainus Tzibur looked like in the olden days? Half a day was dedicated to tefillah, half a day was dedicated to communal introspection, to figuring out what are the things that need improvement, etc. We've ever come out of a Yom Nirayim feeling elevated, feeling like we have resolve for the future. This was the ultimate of that. And again, like we said yesterday, G'dayla Hasoras Tabas, what Haman achieved for the Jewish people, his Kiruv program was more effective than what the Nevi'im achieved through their admonitions. Haman was the great Kiruv star. He brought the people to a renewed level of dedication, so much so that Chazal tell us it was mamish like Kabbalah Sotera, Kimo V'Kiblu, a renewed level of dedication, a renewed vigor, a renewed sense of closeness to Hashem. And what was the effect? What was the effect? Avigdor Miller said this often. The story of the Megillah is hidden in the Megillah. You see the intrigues, the palace, etc., right? But he said, what was actually the story? The actual story was that the Jews went in, there was a Gzera hanging over their head, there was no hope. This was the one time in history that the Jews were in Golus, and all, one time in history ever since, I mean, that all the Jews were in Golus and all under the same rule. And there was a decree to wipe out every last one of them. And all the others were all too happy to go along with it. They went in. and poured their hearts out. And they stepped out of the shul 3 days later, and Haman was hanging on a tree. The world had turned upside down. Haman was hanging on a tree. That's the story of the Megillah. And you know, that's actually what the Rambam says in his Akdama to the Sefer to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says that the purpose of the Megillah is to bring home the understanding that Mika Hashem Aleichem, Migoy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Kroizim Eilav, Hashem Aleichem B'chol Kareinu Eilav. It's to bring home the point that we have Hashem close by, ready to hear our prayers, ready to respond, caring for us from close by. Now, when they came out and they saw the effect of their tefillahs, like we said before, Mordechai was a condemned man, right? Haman was riding at the top of the universe. They stepped out of shul. Haman is hanging on a gallows. Mordechai is dressed in royal garments. And Mordechai is now, the Malbim notes the irony of it, that very same day that Haman was hung, Mordechai became the owner of Haman's estates and now wore the signet ring that Haman had been wearing. He was now the viceroy. It was like mamish instantaneous. It was instantaneous. It's in one day. Haman was hung on the gallows. It says, "Bayoy mahu nasan amelech achash ve'elosh es beis Haman le'ester amakov atos an ester es Mordechai beis Haman." Okay, and the king took his ring off, etc. All that happened on that one day. This was something that was the Jewish people saw Hashem responding so clearly that the thrill. Now, I'm not talking about the thrill of regaining life. It was pretty thrilling. But there was a whole added dimension to it. That thrill of that open divine response was something that made them drunk with enthusiasm, with excitement. Now, I want to take back the word that I just said, but that's going to be the next stage of the discussion. But for these people, the experience was so powerful of that dynamic with Hashem, of seeing Him respond to them, that they went wild. And that is what we're doing every Purim. That's what we're doing every Purim. Now, having said that, I really need to take a step back, because you may say that I used the wrong word there. I said Hashem's open response. It wasn't actually open. It wasn't actually open. Isn't that the whole idea? That the whole thing was behesta? The whole thing was hidden. That's true. And nevertheless, it was open. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is the following. This is a very, very essential part of what we're talking about, and also a very essential part of just experiencing correctly what's going on now in the world. A person living with a superficial mindset, a person who would not have been subjected to the leadership of Mordechai, a person who would not have come to that 3-day atzeres of tefillah and tshuva, to such a person, the nafs would have been completely nistar. It would have been political developments. Shushan Achashverosh's regime was something that underwent very, very weird shifts and ups and downs and twists and turns, right? The man was nuts. And, you know, on the whim of a moment, he could kill his wife. You know, all kinds of interesting things going on, all kinds of crazy things going on. By the way, the fact that he hung Haman in a spur of a moment when he was so close to him was also his right to the same Meshugas. There may be understanding that quite not exactly so. There are Majoshim of Chazal that tell us Esther actually started manipulating suspicion in his mind beforehand. Okay, fine. But whatever the case is, this could have all been related to in a very natural way. But you know what? It was the fact that Mordechai got them into the mindset of responding to the tzara correctly, that they were able to experience the thrill of the Yeshua. Because they felt the dynamic of the call for tshuva and tefillah, because they felt that the tzara was not, like the Rambam says, mikra nikra is hilana, they didn't go bekeri, right? They didn't see it as, They made themselves sensitive. They allowed themselves to tune into it, and they heard the divine call, which is not a given at all. that put them into position to experience the immensity of the favor that was shown afterwards. And that's why for those people, it was a thrilling experience. Mamish at the level of Har Sinai was something that effectively transformed the Jewish people, brought them to a whole new level. That Mamish had historic impact. I'm not just talking about the story of Purim. This was the experience that put them into position to then, afterwards, Anshei Knesset HaGdola went ahead and basically set up the whole system and structure of the Rabbanan, etc. It was this experience that put them into position to be able to accept the authority of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, of the non-Navim, because they had been instructed by a non-Navi, by a Mordechai, how to relate properly, simply Alpi Torah, to what was going on. They allowed themselves to be sensitized to it. They allowed themselves to be attuned to it. They experienced the Tzara correctly. They responded correctly, and all this put them into position to really be able to drink the delicious experience of the Yeshua afterwards, which, had the Tzara been approached superficially, had it simply been an issue of the news, had a person been reading too many blogs at the time, then the Yeshua would have been taken the same way, and the whole experience would have been missed. It's about living in the natural world while being attuned, hearing the messages. Right? Chazal tell us that the thunder, like Nivru Amim Ela Lahapshit Achmimu Shebalev, there's a dynamic in thunder. Thunder is a natural phenomenon, yet it's there. This is a much smaller reminder. It's nothing like Haman. Thunder is nothing like Haman. I'm not even scared of thunder, but you know what? I should be. I should tell myself, this is Hashem's little alarm clock just reminding you that there's a powerful Hashem up there, and make sure that you are attuned to Him. We want to be attuned to the deeper messages. We want to be a part of the spiritual reality that's going on in this world and to experience in that way. This is so relevant now. I keep feeling like anybody who is not, you're just seeing what's going on now, think about all the things we've just become accustomed to. Over the last year, had you been told about everything that would go on this year 13 months ago, you'd think it's a fantasy land. We all became accustomed to it. The human can become accustomed to things very quickly. But to be hearing the Kol Hashem B'Koach, to be hearing the ongoing call, I want more, I want more, this is really something that deserves elaboration. But this is such an inherent part, a central part of what Purim is meant to do for us. You're moving into a stage of history where things are going to be natural. There isn't Nevuah anymore. There aren't open miracles. The question is, can you remain connected to the open miracles through the guise of Teva? It's like the Ramban says, that the way Hashem operates with His people is that He weaves His Ashgacha into Teva. So, Bezos Hashem, let's move into Purim with that mindset. Let's move out of Purim with that mindset. Let's experience the call and then be zeicha to experience the thrill of Hashem's Yeshua correctly. Wishing everybody a fruitful and healthy and productive Purim.
Thank you very much. A fruitful Purim.
Yeah.
Ruchim to you. A fruitful Purim. Kol tov.